Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Wall Street returned from the Independence Day break and the Federal Reserve's June meeting minutes reaffirmed the central bank's confidence in the US economy, leaving the benchmark indices mostly higher. The Dow slipped 1 point, while the broader S&P 500 added 0.2%. Information technology leading the gainers list, while the energy sector down 1.3% was the biggest laggard. The tech-centric Nasdaq snapped a three-session losing streak with a 0.7% gain, all of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix and Google parent Alphabet advancing. According to the Fed minutes, several members supported an unwinding of the central bank's $4.2 trillion portfolio of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities within a couple of months. Members also indicated a willingness to continue increasing interest rates at coming meetings, even with the recent softening in inflation trends. Elsewhere in US economic data, factory orders for May fell a greater than expected 0.8%. Europe's main bourses posted modest gains. DAX and CAC both edged 0.1% higher. London's FTSE similarly up 0.1%, bolstered by gains among home builders following a strong trading update from Persimmon. Base metals were weaker, copper down 0.8%, around 263.5 a pound. It was a quiet day on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark 62% fines inching 5 cents higher to 63.28 a metric tonne. Similarly modest gains across other grades. I note Credit Suisse have published a note believing there is more upside to come in iron ore over the September quarter. Gold settled $2.50 higher at $1,221.70. All the prices slumped, snapping their longest winning streak since 2012, as data from Thomson Reuters Oil Research showed that OPEC exports rose in June. That saw WTI tumble $1.94, or just over 4% to $45.13 a barrel. There are also reports that Russia, the largest non-OPEC contributor to the output cut deal renegotiated in May, had ruled out deeper production cuts. However, there was some positive news after the market close with the release of the latest private weekly inventory data that showed a much larger than expected 5.77 million barrel crude drawdown. US 10-year Treasury yields eased 2 basis points to around 2.33%. Fed fund futures markets barely changed following the release of the Fed minutes and are pricing in a 56% chance of a US interest rate hike in December. And the Aussie dollar's little change this morning, buying around 76 US cents. Traders now turn their attention to today's Australian trade balance data for May, while the highlight of this week's global economic data comes tomorrow, economic calendar rather, comes tomorrow night with the release of US non-farm payrolls.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.